KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks for KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by LGZ for all your home improvement and outbuilding needs. Starting off, taking a look at high school sports here for you from over the weekend, and the state track and field qualifying meets wrapped up this past Friday. There were a couple of meets that were postponed to Friday from last Thursday due to the wet weather, and those have now been wrapped up, and that means all the state qualifiers have been listed and all the times have been listed as well. You can check out our website at kjn.com. We have links there for you to find out all of those heat and lane assignments and all those qualifiers on both the boys and the girls side for the state track and field championships that will get underway coming up here later on this week at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. And one of those meets that was postponed this past weekend was the 1A state qualifying meet at Mount Air that took place last past Friday. And in the girls' side, it was Griswold, the top team, with 164 team points, followed by Essex, Lennox, Mount Air, and Bedford. Griswold's Rebecca Topham won the 800, 1500, and 3000 meter runs. Jackie Rush from Griswold won the shot put, and the Tigers 4x8 team won as well. On the boys' side, it was Mount Air taking home the team title with 164 team points. Griswold was second with 120, followed by Nishnabotna, Lamoni, and Stanton. Derek Kirkhoff of Griswold won in four events. He won the 100 meters and was part of the 4x1, the 1600 medley, and the shuttle hurdle relay teams for Griswold that move on to state. And Griswold's David Thompson won the 3200 meter run as well. All event winners in that meet automatically qualified for the state meet next week, and then they waited on the next 12 best times. So you can check out all of those qualifiers, as I mentioned, on those links there at kjn.com. Also here over the past weekend on Friday, it was Class 1A tennis, some district tennis action that took place here over the weekend. And on Friday, it was a meet that was postponed from Thursday up in Carroll, Kemper Catholic, the host team. And Atlantic's Nick Podaisky was the individual singles champion. He defeated Matt Moran of Denison Schleswig in the singles final to take the district championship. Both those players advance on to state. Mitch Kinsey and Spencer Pauly took the district title in doubles play to make it to state. And the team title went to Denison Schleswig, who will move on to play coming up on substate next round that moves on Saturday, May 23rd, with all that substate action. Also in Class 2A play in Johnston this past Friday was Abraham Lincoln's Kyle Crow winning the singles district championship. And also Abraham Lincoln finished second in the team race. And they moved on to some preliminary sub-state action that took place here over the weekend. The state individual and doubles tournament will be held Friday, May 29th, and Saturday, May 30th, and the state team tennis event is scheduled for June the 2nd there on the boys' side. And speaking of those sub-state preliminary matches that took place here over the weekend, there were a few more on Saturday that helped determine those final sub-state pairings. And in Class 1A, it was Creston defeating St. Albert by a final of 5-3 as Creston advances to sub-state tennis now on May 23rd. And also one match is scheduled for tonight at 4 o'clock here in Atlantic. Atlantic will take on Kemper Catholic. That's a sub-state preliminary match, and winner will move on then to come up and play in the sub-state. It'll be next weekend. Also in Class 2A action over the weekend, Johnston defeated Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 5-2 in a match Saturday, and Johnston advances now to the sub-state tennis tournament on Saturday, May 23rd. And a girls' regional team tennis here over the weekend as well. Lots of matches that took place on Saturday in Class 1A Region 1 at Kemper Catholic. It was Boone defeating Kemper Catholic 5-0, and then Denison Schleswig beating Audubon 5-0. Boone then went on to beat Denison Schleswig 5-1, so Boone advances to sub-state play at home on Tuesday, May 26th, with their opponent to be decided. Also in Class 1A Region 2 in Atlantic on Saturday, it was Red Oak defeating Atlantic 5-0. Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 5-0, and it was Red Oak taking Clarinda 5-3. Red Oak now advances to a preliminary sub-state match against Shenandoah. That'll be at Shenandoah coming up this next Saturday at 9 a.m. And also in Class 1A action, Region 2 play at Glenwood. It was Shenandoah over St. Albert 5-0. Glenwood beat Harlan 5-0. And Shenandoah, a 5-1 winner over Glenwood there to advance to that match against Red Oak. Once again, that'll be on Saturday. In Class 1A Region 2 play at Norwalk, it was Norwalk out playing Clark 5-1. It was Creston OM 5-0 over Sadell. And Creston also moved on then to beat Norwalk 5-0. And Creston advances to a preliminary sub-state match in Huxley against Ballard coming up this Saturday at 9 a.m. Also in Class 2A Region 2 play at Lewis Central here on Saturday, it was Lewis Central beating Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 5-1. And Lewis Central now advances to a preliminary sub-state match in Waukee. That'll be against Dowling Catholic this Saturday at 9 a.m. And also Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, they're awaiting a preliminary sub-state opponent. There's another match that has to be played this week to determine their opponent on Saturday. They'll be playing at Sioux City East for their matchup. So that's a look at some tennis here over the weekend. Also, the Class 1A through 4A regional golf tournaments will take place today around the state for the girls, and lots of action set to take place there. And we'll try to keep you up to speed on how that comes out here, of course, tomorrow. But lots of area teams involved. Some of the local sites that will be hosting include at Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Anita, the Region 2B meet will feature CAM as the host school. Bedford, East Mills, Exira, EHK, Griswold, Guthrie Center, Lennox, and Nishnabotna will all be competing at that site. Also today at Dunlop Golf Club in Class 1A Region 2A, it will be Booyer Valley, the host team, with Heartland Christian, Logan Magnolia, River Valley, Riverside, Westwood, and Woodbine all competing at that location. And a site at Lake Tree Country Club, that's the Region 1C meet. Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Bayer, Glidden Ralston, Kingsley Pearson, Newell Fonda, and Storm Lake St. Mary's and Woodbury Central all be competing at that location. So that's just a few of those sites that will be hosting for the girls in Class 1A. In Class 2A regional action here today, a meet that's being played at Willow Vale Golf Club in Mapleton. It'll be Maple Valley Anthon Odo hosting, AHST, St. Albert, Hinton, Lawton Bronson, Missouri Valley, Tri-Center, and Underwood and West Monona all competing there. In Class 2A Region 2A in Boone at the Cedar Point Golf Course, it'll be Ogden, the host school, as they'll be taking out Otobot Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove, Audubon, IKM Manning, Madrid, Panorama, Ridgeview, South Central Calhoun, and Woodward Granger all competing at that site here today. In Class 3A action, Class 3A meet that will be held at the Red Oak Country Club today. Red Oak, the host team, and Atlantic, Sheridan, Clorinda, Clark, Shenandoah, Southwest Valley, and West Central Valley will all be competing at that location. The winners there will move on to Region 2 final play at the 5x80 Country Club in Menlo coming up here later on. The regional finals will be held on Tuesday, May 26th for teams that move on today. And also in a Class of 4A action at the Lake Creek Country Club in Storm Lake, Glenwood, Denison, Schleswig, and Carroll, and also Harlan, Lewis Central will all be competing at that site. At the Westwood Golf Course in Newton, competing there in Region 2 will be Creston, ADM, Dallas Center, Grimes, and a Winterset all at that location there as well. And in the Jester Park Golf Course in Granger, that will be the Johnson will be the host team. Council Bus Abraham Lincoln, Council Bus Thomas Jefferson, both are competing at that site here today. Also, over the weekend, the district boys golf or regional golf action took place, and some of the area athletes that were qualifiers for the district round and included last Friday at a meet that was hosted by CAM at Crestwood Hills. The medalist there was Sean Flanagan of Maple Valley Anthon Odo, shooting a 79. The runner-up was Michael Jones of Maple Valley Anthon Odo with an 82, followed by Connor Collins and Jacob Miller. Top three finishers there were all from Maple Valley in that meet. Qualifying teams there were also Maple Valley Anthon Odo and Westwood of Sloan. Those were the top two teams. Individual qualifiers from Coon Rapids Baird on Friday include medalist Sam Honnold of Coon Rapids Baird, shot a 76. Chris Schroyer of Guthrie Center was the runner-up with an 82, followed by Sam Halverson of Coon Rapids Baird and Colton Lenz of Coon Rapids Baird. Oliver Connor of Glidden Ralston, they shot 85s there in that bottom spot, but they all qualify for the next round. Also qualifiers for districts in the team side. Coon Rapids Baird, the top team. Also Guthrie Center and Glidden-Ralston qualified as the next two. Individually at the sectional that was held at Griswold, it was James Reynolds of Griswold, the medalist. He shot a 75. Dylan McLean of Riverside was the runner-up with 77. Tyler Beam of Nishnabotnov was third, and Tyler Kruger of Riverside was fourth. They all qualify. The teams that qualified there at that sectional were Griswold, and followed by Nottoway Valley and Riverside. Also at Mount Air on Friday, it was Ben Clement of Earlham shooting the low round, a medalist at 76. Tyler Hamilton of Earlham was second. The runner-up was 77. Jake Ricker of Mount Air and Grant Cowell of Martinsdale St. Mary's also qualify. Earlham, Mount Air, and Mormon Trail all qualified as teams from that location. So that was action there in Class 1A. Also in action in Class 2A golf here this past Friday. At the site at West Central Valley, it was Reed Cogg of Panorama, the medalist, with a 66. Will Babcock of Panorama was runner-up with a 71. George Appleseth of Panorama and Anthony Lohman of Van Meter also qualified in third and fourth. Panorama, Des Moines Christian were the qualifying teams there at that site. At Kemper Catholic, it was Logan Borner of Southeast Valley, the medalist there, with a 74. Nate Mertz of Kemper Catholic was second with a 74. And then also Mitchell Ludwig of Kemper Catholic qualified. Kemper Catholic also was the second team there behind Southeast Valley qualifying. At the sectional that was held at Red Oak, it was Nathan Hill of Trainer, the medalist, with a 73. Nolan Chapman of Trainer was a runner-up with a 76. Ryan Ruzick of Shenandoah was third with 76. Connor Pirtle of Clarinda and Zane O'Neill of Shenandoah were the fourth and fifth place finishers there that qualify. Qualifying teams from the sectional at Red Oak were Shenandoah and Trainer. Shan shot a 326, Trainer just a stroke behind at 327. And also in Class 3A golf that took place on this past Friday, some of the qualifying teams from those meets. One of the district sites was held at Majestic Hills Golf Course, hosted by Dennison Schleswig. Christian Gromitas of Creston was the champion there, medalist with a 71. Colton Hopker of Creston was runner-up with a 72. Zach Riddle of Carroll and Sam Hartsock of Creston were third and fourth to qualify. Creston and ADM were the qualifying teams there from that site as well. So let's look at that golf action here over the weekend. And also a note as well, Chris Buescher pulled away at the restart in the green-white checkered finish on Sunday to win the NASCAR Xfinity Series race at Iowa Speedway. Buescher raced to his first victory of the season to give Roush Fenway Racing its fifth Iowa win. And Colton Wong hit a tie-breaking home run in the sixth inning. Lance Lynn got his fifth career RBI to back his dominating pitching as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Tigers 2-1 on Sunday night to avoid the three-game sweep. And we'll have the Cardinals for you again tonight as they're on the road to take on the New York Mets. 5:15 will be the pregame start time this evening. At the check of the latest sports here this morning on KJAN Sports, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.